King Smurf. Papa Smurf decides to leave the village for a few days to look for a plant he needs for his experiments. It is a special plant, which grows only in very distant places.
"Be good, Smurfs, when I'm away," he says before he leaves. "And Smurf about fixing the dam."
"Of course,"
the Smurfs promise him. Right from the start, Brainy decides to take the initiative.
"Let's get to work," he commands. "I want everything to Smurf well. I am the leader when Papa Smurf is not around."
The Smurfs burst out laughing and just ignore him. Furious, Brainy tries to think of a way to make the Smurfs respect him. He tells Harmony Smurf, much to his surprise, that he needs his special talents, and appoints him as the official spokesperson of King Smurf.
Of who?
Harmony asks.
"Of King Smurf! That is me,"
Brainy answers. The Smurfs hear the sound of a drum, signaling them to gather at the square.
"Article 1,
the spokesperson announces.
"The Smurfs must respect and obey King Smurf. Anyone who refuses to do so will be severely smurfed."
"Who does he think he is?"
Hefty cries.
"I'm going to smurf him a lesson."
But instead of trying to fight him, King Smurf welcomes him with open arms.
"I need a smurf like you,"
he says.
"I'm going to appoint you as the commander-in-chief of the Smurf Guard."
The new commander takes his role very seriously. He chooses a group of Smurfs to form an elite military unit. Their task is to carry out orders given by King Smurf. And the commander, of course. Drunk with power, King Smurf soon releases a new decree. The Smurfs protest, but they have no choice but to gather together and get ready to work. Will the king tell them to repair the dam? No. He wants to have a palace worthy of the Smurfs and, most importantly, of their supreme leader.